Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 937thefan.com. It's the contesting page. And our six-pack is brought to you by Bet365. We've already opened up a few of those cans. We got more to open up here. One of them is involving Paul Skeens, because Paul Skeens, as you know, has been here for the better part of 2 years. Missed the beginning of last year until they brought him up, but ever since he's been dominant, and yet they've gotten worse as a baseball team, which leads us to something that our friend Noah Hiles apparently is thinking about, at least, Austin, in his mailbag that he does on the Post-Gazette.
Yes, I don't know if it's intergalactically read like Starkey's mailbag is, but it is definitely well-read, and Noah's saying, if I had to make a bet right now, I think 2026 will be Paul Skeens' final full year in Pittsburgh. So when I saw that at first, I was like, whoa. But then Noah mentioned there's a lockout looming in 2027, which will likely result in at least a few less games than the regular season. So what Noah is projecting is that there won't be 162 in 2027 because of the lockout. We've heard that maybe even half the season is cut, depending on what the negotiations are going to be like, especially if the owners are going to push for a salary cap and a salary floor. And Noah said after that year, we're really approaching the time for the Pirates to make a move. So again, Bob, this just increasingly heightens what they failed to do this year and what they must do next year to put a competitive team on the field for Paul Skeens to maximize this what could be year and a half window now. If we just can take out whatever this year, the rest of this year, you're talking all of 2026 and then whatever you have in the 2027 season, and then with 2 years left, you're probably trading him in the offseason.
Yeah, that's not exactly a sunny forecast.
No.
But I think it's probably accurate. In the sense that you know this is a very short window, and they knew that from last year. As soon as they drafted him, they knew they had something special here, and their job was, as I've said many times before, like having a rookie quarterback who's playing out of his boots. You know, he's playing great football, and you don't have to pay him for the next 3 or 4 years. That's your opportunity. Ding, ding, ding. Window's open. Go out and get some people to surround him. And they struck out in that department. They'll have an opportunity this next offseason, and that is where they need to go way out of their comfort zone and get bats, pay for bats. We used Alonso as an example in the last segment, 2 years, $54 million. There are those who will say, well, the Pirates will never pay it. That's because they've made you think they'll never pay it. They can pay it. There's no limitation to it. So, and the lockout, I think, is real, don't you? I really think
yes.
That's a real opportunity to happen. All right, back to the lines we go. I know Paul's been waiting very patiently.
Yes, our good buddy Paul in Washington wants to chime in on the Pirates.
Go ahead, Paul. What's up?
Roberto Pompiani, how are you this morning?
Doing well, now that I got all my advice from the nice people who called in, so I appreciate that. What do you want to talk about today, Paul?
Well, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't want to walk into the corner of the wall and split your eyebrow open, so I hope that doesn't happen to you. But that said, let's talk about some other people walking into the wall, like Ben Cherington, because he must be walking into the damn wall with some of these prospects he's drafted and never brought up. I said this once before. These guys are in the witness protection program. We hear their names picked when they're drafted, and that's the last we ever hear of them. So here's my suggestion to Mr. Nutty. You know, Bob, as a businessman, there's times when you have to make tough decisions and cut your losses. Ben Charrington is, as Dennis Green said, what he is. He's a losing GM with a losing record, and Terry Francona would probably be the coach or the manager of the Pirates right now if Charrington knew any kind of talent. You couldn't tell Charrington what talent was if you spotted him the T to A to L to E to N and the T. But it's time to bring up these young guys, get rid of these bums that you signed to $4.5 million contracts that need LASIK surgery, and let's get a winning team on the field. Bonnie Kelly, you're going to get your opportunity at some point. We need a seasoned manager to call the shots, and we need a young GM like the guy Nutty let get away to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I know you said that before, Paul. I appreciate that, but they're not going to just bring up everybody.
Six losses in a row. This is the same old. What's the definition of insanity, Mr. Pompiani?
It's
doing the same thing.
And it doesn't matter what manager. I get it. Thanks, Paul. I think it doesn't matter the manager either. People would tell me the managers, you can count five wins or whatever. When you have a team that doesn't have a lot of talent, I don't care who's managing that team. You're not going to extract out of that team 90 wins. You're not going to do it.
No, not that, but managers can help win you games on the margins. Wasn't that a big
margins,
thing? Like,
okay.
Sheldon, we're going to win on the margins.
The margins also include having some bats to get you to a margin.
The margins
can't be 1-0, 2-1 every night. They don't score three runs. How many times have they scored three runs on this road trip? They got shut out in Seattle.
Yep.
Did they get shut out a fourth?
No, they scored three runs in the game before, and what, they scored three runs yesterday?
Yeah, and then two before that. So 6-8 in six games, they got eight runs.
Yeah,
that's not a margin you want to deal with. I don't care how good your pitching is.
Not at all, but I do feel like over the course of 162, a manager does win you some games based on bullpen management, based on when the pinch hit a player, based on putting on a hit and run, some types of decisions like that that we saw from Donnie Kelly over his first 50 games managing that we did not see from the previous manager, where the previous manager would go to the wrong bullpen piece. He would not put on a hit and run. He would not send somebody to steal and take an extra base and get somebody in a scoring position to take advantage. So I do think a manager's value, it's not like an offensive coordinator in the NFL, but I do think that it matters. I do think that there are situations where
it matters.
If you have somebody that with a good gut feel that can make decisions,
it matters,
that matters.
Only if you have talent. I'm sorry, you can't. What are you trying to get for here? Donnie Kelly can, do more things, but it won't result in anything that's going to put him in a playoff chase. They still need talent. Any manager will tell you that.
No
talent
doubt.
Wins.
Like, I'm not saying if you put Joe Torre on the Colorado Rockies right now that he would make them a playoff team, but I do think that good managers for good teams with good talent can be the difference between. Like, think about Mike Matheny with those Cardinals teams. And I thought Clint Hurdle was a good manager. And they had Joe Maddon. But Mike Matheny, they ended up winning one more game than the Pirates did and two more games than the Cubs did in that 2015 insane
NL Central. Yeah, but they also had a lot of talent. They got there because of the talent, not because of anything Mike Matheny did.
Right, but he also pushed the right buttons to win 100 games.
Sure, push how many – you can push buttons – but the buttons that need to be pushed are made by the general manager. They have to push the right buttons. They'll give you the kind of ingredients you need to make the kind of dinner you're talking about.
Right, but I feel like we saw so many examples in the 6 years of the previous manager was here of just screwing up the right buttons and, pressing the button for the bomb to go off, like Colin Holderman coming in or not going to the bullpen for Beeks or Chapman. In the Jock Peterson game, that's the game that really spiraled their season last year against Arizona at home. I was at that game. I was standing out at the bullpen watching the bullpen get ready. And they were even looking like, why is nobody coming in? So I do feel like a manager does play some difference. But yeah, with more talent, that's obviously the most important.
All right, let me ask you this then. So last night, he has a situation, or was this 2 nights ago? No, last night, right? No, 2 nights ago, it was Dennis Santana he brought in. He got into a jam, and he immediately Bednar was not used in that night. He hadn't been used much in the past six games.
No, he hasn't. After being the reliever of the month last month.
And that was curious to me because I'm thinking to myself, okay, you're going to bring in Isaac Mattson, and I get it. He likes Isaac Mattson, and he's put him in higher leverage situations.
He was in it again last night.
Right, and he gave up the game-winning home run.
Yeah.
So is he using the bullpen the right way, or is it lack of talent in the bullpen generally?
I think the talent in the bullpen is it's not elite. It's they're finding diamonds in the rough. Like, Mattson's a diamond in the rough. Santana was kind of that, too, until he got here and started to get established in a role that was in a high-leverage spot. Like, Bednar's really the only established guy in this bullpen, and he's had his own bumps in the road, probably Ferguson, too. You're not going to bat 1,000 with your bullpen management and your bullpen usage. He screwed it up not going to Bednar, I think, with the runners on the corners. But Mattson has also been their get-out-of-a-jam guy, so I understand why he ultimately did that. But Bednar maybe would have got the ball in the ninth inning if it was a tie game. That's probably why he ended up going to Mattson, why he didn't go back to someone else instead of Mattson after Mattson, in the same situation, ended up giving up the run.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know the loss was charged to Santana.
Right.
That would be probably where I'm a little bit confused on Donnie Kelly's decision. But the first decision, putting Mattson in with runners on the corners, I'm okay with.
Yeah, he was home for a strikeout ground ball, and he's been pretty good about that. I get it. And I'll say this about Donnie Kelly. He's not afraid to use guys who, you know, maybe were not in consideration under Derek Shelton. If he feels like somebody, you know, you got to go with your gut sometimes. And I think in that situation, he went with his gut. But generally speaking, though, this comes down to the talent they have or lack of talent. And until that changes itself, they're going to be in the same situation. They go into next year. Is there anyone in this system, Austin, that you could point to offensively who could come up within their system right now who can play on a regular basis? The answer is probably no.
The answer is Connor Griffin,
but he's not.
When's he going to be here next year?
I would hate to think that he's going to be here at the beginning of this year because if he was ready for it, I'd do it, but I don't think they would do it in any circumstance.
No.
He's going to go through his AA. Next year will be AAA. They're going to push him. And I understand the need to get at bats at different levels. I do.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be 300. You can if you see enough in the guy, and they did obviously from low A to high A, and I think they're going to see enough to move him to AA all within the same year. That's good. If you take that same projection, he should go from double to triple next year, and then if he's doing well, up here. Now, the question is, when will that happen, and how many games out will they be when he's available?
Right, it should be in August. And if
so what do you do then?
If they're like 500 in August, you have to call up Connor Griffin because, one, there's a chance, depending on when you call him up in August, too, he's not going to win Rookie of the Year. So you already take out that distinction of, oh, well, we don't want to lose a year of service time on Connor Griffin if we call him up then. If you call him up in September, you're definitely getting that. But if you're in the heart of a race, like let's say you're one or two over after the trade deadline and in the middle of August, yeah, you call him up and you add him at short because who's their shortstop going in the next year? Are they just going to throw Termar Johnson over there? Are they going to throw Nick Gonzalez at that spot? Or just a random free agent?
Leover Peguero. Maybe he's the guy.
Ah, yes, Leover Peguero, who they seemingly don't want to play in the major leagues. or Nick York. Maybe well, they put him.
They got
there.
All these guys you bring in, and where are they? If they're supposed to be guys, that's why, as I said yesterday, I have a real hard time with prospects only in trade returns. I got to see somebody beyond that. 412-928-9370, but the Pirates will be off today. Then it's Skeens tomorrow.
Skeens tomorrow.
And how frustrating is it to know that Paul Skeens could very well be, you know, a Cy Young winner despite having four wins? We had a texter last night, or a tweeter, actually, and this is good, comparison. If you look at Sonny Gray's ERA,
yeah,
which is 3.51, and if you look at Mitch Keller's, which is 3.58, then you look at the records of those two. Sonny Gray's 9-3, and Mitch Keller's 3-10, with 7 no decisions.
And what's the difference there, too? The Cardinals are a couple over 500, and the Pirates are a bunch under.
Well, but my point is, again, it underscores everything we know, which is they can't hit. And when you don't hit on a consistent basis, you cannot live in any league by scoring 2 to 3 runs every night.
Speaking,
just can't do it.
Speaking of Paul Skeens, did you hear what happened to Livy Dunn?
No, what happened to Livy Dunn?
So Livy Dunn was trying to buy an apartment in New York. It was Babe Ruth's former apartment. How about this, Bob? And she shared the experience of what happened on social media.
So a few months ago, I decided I was going to make my first real estate purchase, which is so exciting, and I was going to get an apartment in New York City. But the gag was, it was Babe Ruth's apartment. So naturally, like, I'm telling everybody, I'm excited. I was going to buy it, and I was going to pay with cash. Like, I wanted this apartment bad. Like, it got to the point where the realtor was so confident. Paul and I went. I got an interior designer because I didn't want to bring my college furniture to Babe Ruth's apartment. That would be, like, criminal. Then the week that I'm supposed to get my keys to my brand new apartment, I get a call. The co-op board denied me. So pretty much the people in the building voted to not have me live there, which is fine. Like, honestly, it wasn't financial. It could have been, for all I know, they could have been Alabama fans and I went to LSU.
How about that? But Babe Ruth's apartment?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm surprised that building is still standing, to be honest. How old
apartment.
Is that building?
Yeah, I don't understand that. And I also don't. Listen, it's just like trying to get into an exclusive club. Sometimes, you know, everybody talks about the Masters.
Yeah.
There are people who have more money than you can imagine who've tried and can't get in. They vote on what they want in as far as members. And
I didn't know that you could just vote on an apartment complex like, yeah, Livy Dunn, no thanks. We don't want you here. I didn't know that was a thing.
But I don't know why they wouldn't want her there. What's,
no, why wouldn't
point?
You? Well, is it? You know, does it bring too much high profile to the building?
Well,
but then again, Babe Ruth, the greatest baseball player of all time, lived there.
So has anyone lived there since Babe Ruth? Or is it just
like
a museum?
Has.
Well, what's the difference then? Who cares? You know, if she has the money and she's going to play cash, now that ain't a cheap place over there, right?
It was like, I think 1.4 or 1.7. I know that's a lot of money, a difference there. But like that was the asking price, paying cash.
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 Cash money, baby. That's what they want.
Wouldn't you love to have some money in your pocket, Bob? Livy and Paul, they're dangerous out there spending
with
the money.
With the money in the pocket.
With the money in the pocket.
Well, they got enough money between them.
Oh, yeah.
And future money, you can do whatever you want if you're them. And she's had a great career. She made a lot of money in LSU. Maybe she's right. Alabama, somebody controlling the Crimson Tide is there and got the word, we can't have her in here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.